In Rodanthe, North Carolina, a few weeks ago, people watched in shock as another oceanfront home collapsed into the ocean. This has happened 4 times in the past year, and more homes are at risk. Rodanthe is on a long stretch of barrier islands known as the Outer Banks. It's an iconic place that generations of people have cherished. It's where the Wright brothers first took flight. But the beachfront communities are now face to face with rising sea levels and erosion. Bobby Outen is the Dare County manager representing most of the Outer Banks, including Rodanthe. Bobby, welcome, and can you just describe for us what happens when the sea swallows up these homes?
When the erosion comes in, it undermines the pilings that holds the house up typically. And when they finally get undermined, the house collapses, and it usually falls kind of in one big piece. The house kind of just falls over, but then it begins to break up. And the major problem with the house falling, or one of the major problems, is that when it breaks up, it creates a very large debris field that covers the beach and is in the ocean, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort to clean up and remove that debris.
Well, and it's incredibly dramatic to see these videos, but how fast has the beach been eroding in this part of the Outer Banks, and why has it gotten so bad?
The beaches on the Outer Banks and really on the whole East Coast have been eroding for years. They may have sped up a little bit in recent years, unsure about that, but we do know that the threat has become closer. When you had 200 or 300 feet of beach and you lost a couple of feet of beach a year, you didn't notice it. But when you only have 15 or 20 feet of beach and you lose 3 or 4 feet of beach, then you really notice it. And so what has happened is over time the beaches have eroded, and now they're threatening infrastructure, and it's a lot more noticeable, and you see it more often, and you see the problems that they cause.
And because of that, is it safe to assume that this won't be the last home to get destroyed? Others are at risk too?
Yes, there are other homes in that area in Rodanthe that are at risk, absent some beach nourishment or some other solution to, you know, mitigate the impacts of the ocean. Then yes, there are going to be more homes that fall.
From what I can tell, there's been a lot of really crowded and emotional public meetings on this issue. The local government has invested a lot of money in restoring the beaches to bring new sand onto the beach. Is that worth the money anymore? Can you afford to be doing that, to keep doing it?
We can afford to keep doing it where we have done it. We've spent a considerable amount of money. We've got 100 miles of beaches, and we've done nourishment in all of our towns. We've done it in Buxton and Avon on Hatteras Island. And Rodanthe needs it. Our issue is we don't have enough money to do another project in Rodanthe. All of our projects have been done with all local funds. There's no state or federal funds in it. The projects have worked. We haven't had infrastructure loss on our oceanfront since we began doing beach nourishment in the areas that we've done it. And so our problem is we can't do new projects, and there are other areas in the county that are going to need it and do need it.
And some homeowners I see are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to literally move their houses onto new foundations, sometimes just a few hundred feet further back from the shore. What's your opinion on rescue efforts like that?
That's strictly an investment decision on behalf of the homeowner. The houses that we have down here, many of them are rented. They're second homes. They're rented in the summers for the visitors that come down to enjoy the Outer Banks. And when they move their homes, they're buying time, and it's really a cost benefit for them if they can buy a certain number of years and they can rent their homes for X number of years, then they can get their money back for the cost of moving it.
But long term, if you consider sea level rise, climate change, I mean, at what point do people need to just reconsider whether they should be living that close to the ocean in the first place?
Well, eventually that's going to occur. I mean, it's occurring now in Rodanthe. Those houses are falling, and so they are not obviously going to be able to live in those homes. There's much talk about retreat with climate change, and certainly that's something you can do. The problem with the Outer Banks is there's nowhere to retreat to. We don't have a mainland like they do in many places. So it's not like if I live in Rodanthe that I can pick up and move my house or everything to a mainland. Everything that we have is on these islands, and the mainland is all part of the National Wildlife Refuge or federally owned or whatever. So there's nowhere for us to retreat to. And so the question becomes, how do we mitigate these effects, and how long can we mitigate them? And then once we can't mitigate them any longer, then we're talking about abandonment, that these people just have to abandon these homes. And that's what's happening in Rodanthe. We can't afford to mitigate the effects of the ocean, and so these homes are falling in.
Dare County Manager Bobby Outen on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you.